Chapter 17. Dragon looked at Ben, then back in the waters. There was no sign of Brenwar.
He's coming, I think.
Dragon started to wade back in.
He was right behind me.
At last, Brenwar's head popped out of the water, and foot by foot he walked up the bank. He looked at Dragon and kept going.
Did he save you?
Ben said.
I was fine,
Dragon said, coughing. He slung some purple tendrils off his shoulders.
He showed up right after I didn't need him.
What happened? What was that thing?
Ben said.
I've no idea what it was, Dragon said. But it was nasty. It swallowed me whole. I couldn't see a thing.
He dangled Dragon Claw in front of his face.
I jammed Dragon Claw into anything it could bite. Finally, the mouth opened up again. I swam out as fast as I could.
Is it dead?
Ben said. Dragon's golden eyes drifted over the waters.
I think so. Was that you, Dragon?
Dragon stood up, slinging his hair from his eyes and rubbing his belly.
It's my stomach. I'm famished.
He marched toward Bezog and Sasha.
Say, wizards, do you have any of that water? I need something to hold me over. I'm so hungry I could eat goat horns.
Certainly,
Sasha said.
We have other things we can procure as well, but it'll take some time.
It's got to be better than hunting,
Dragon said, stretching out his great scaled arms and yawning.
I think I've done enough of that today. Tried to catch a fish and almost caught my death.
He climbed up the bank, took a seat on the grass, and motioned for Ben to come over. Ben took a seat beside him. Dragon patted him on the back.
How'd you know, Ben?
Know what?
That I needed help?
Dragon's face was puzzled.
Well, I don't know,
he said.
I just knew. And Brenwar, well, he knew too. Because he came right over at the same time I did.
Dragon shook his head and huffed a little laugh.
You know, Ben, you're right. I need my friends. Without them, I would have died.
Ben patted Dragon's knee.
We need you, too. Well, you deserve better than me,
Nath said.
And I promise to do better. Honestly, Ben, I just don't want to put anyone in danger.
Nath's voice was solemn and humble.
Shum died because of me. Almost everyone did. It's not easy to live with. I just want those evil doers dead.
He jammed Dragon's Claw in the ground.
Me too,
Ben said, nodding.
Me too.
They didn't speak after that. Ben watched Bezog and Sasha do their thing, and Dragon kept his eyes on the river. Ben glanced back at him from time to time, but Dragon didn't seem to notice. He sat there like a statue, a large, muscular man with black scales that stretched across his arms to his shoulders. His features were chiseled, and his face was like polished stone. The wind whipping through his red hair was the only thing that seemed real about him. Dragon sniffed the air.
Something smells good.
He patted his stomach and headed towards Bezog and Sasha. Ben fell in step right behind him. A sandbar lay along the riverbank, and Brenwar had stacked up some wood and begun a fire. Bezog and Sasha bowed when they arrived.
I hope you like.
Sasha grabbed both of them by the arms and led them down the riverbank. Ben's jaw dropped open. Dragon's eyes were golden plates.
How did you?
Ben started to say, but he had to swallow the water in his mouth.
And where did the...
Sasha giggled and Bezog laughed. A table and eight chairs sat in the sand, loaded with every dish he could imagine. A roasted hog stuffed with an apple, a turkey as big as a pig, steaming potatoes, vegetables, pies, and jugs of water and wine. Silverware sparkled in the setting sun, with cloth napkins laid along the sides. It was a feast. Bezog said.
Never cast this spell before. And we didn't know what to expect. I assume it was meant for a larger gathering. Is it real?
Ben asked. Brenoir ripped off a leg of turkey and tore a hunk off with his teeth. He grumbled.
It's as real as my beard.
Ben stuffed a handful of meat into his mouth, chewed it up, and washed it down with some sort of delicious wine. Sasha gently carved small bits of food on her plate, and Bezog did the same. Brenoir bit into chunks of ham that were poised on his knife. He grunted, and his brows lifted up and down with a dwarfen sort of praise. He did have one complaint.
No ale?
He said, eyeing the bottom of a jug he had drained.
Sorry,
Bezog said.
But I didn't know what to expect.
Nath stuffed the feast in his mouth with his claws and a heaping spoon. He smiled a lot and talked little and ate as fast as Brenoir. He was putting food down like he'd never eaten it before. The pair kept eating long after the others finished, and most of the food was gone. Ben stood up at the end of the table and cleared his throat. Sasha and Bezog stopped, but Nath and Brenoir were still chewing.
I just wanted to say something,
Ben said, picking up his goblet.
What is it, Ben?
Sasha said.
Please speak.
Well, where I'm from, we always thank the preparers. To the both of you, Sasha and Bezog, I want to express my thanks. This has been wonderful. And to all of you.
He raised his goblet.
I'm honored to be among you. I'm honored to be your friend. Thank you all.
Well said.
Nath halted in tipping his goblet to his lips.
Well said.
Agreed,
said Brenoir.
Now pass that cheese.
Brenoir,
Sasha said.
Sorry,
Brenoir said. He straightened himself up in his chair.
Please pass the cheese.
That's not what I meant,
Sasha said, holding her belly.
What? I just want the cheese. What's the humor in it?
Everyone started laughing. Everyone but Dragon.
Dragon?
Ben said.
Lighten up, will you? You're as stone-faced as Brenoir.
Dragon didn't move. He sat stiff as a board with his eyes closed.
Nath?
Sasha said, worried. She rose from her seat and gasped. Nath fell face first into his plate of food.